Hi, I'm Matthew Cochran, instructor of guitar at Interlochen Center for the Arts. You're listening to Kids Commute from Interlochen Public Radio.
Thank you, Matthew Cochran. That's Matt Cochran playing our Kids Commute theme on his guitar. Join him, play our theme. You can find instructions, sheet music, everything you need at our website, kidscommute.org. Happy Friday, Kids Commuters! It's the last day of Elements Week on IPR's Kids Commute with our special guest, our dear friend, chemistry teacher, Katie. Thanks for coming, Katie.
It's been so much fun, Kate.
Oh, it's been great having you here all week. And we've all made a new friend, Kids Commuters. There's Katie. If you ever go to Interlochen, now you know who your chemistry teacher is going to be. And you're lucky between you and me. Now, Katie, today's element is iron.
Yes, iron. So iron is kind of a dull gray metal, not super exciting. But when it partners up with carbon, it's in steel, which is in like everything. So it's super common in that regard. It's also the only element that has an age named after it, the Iron Age.
Yeah.
Kind of crazy.
I never thought about that, but absolutely. What else can you tell us about iron?
So iron has 26 protons. It's kind of in the middle of what we've talked about before. And it also has a really stable nucleus. So we talked about the nucleus being in the middle of it.
So we're going to hear some music that kind of goes with iron today. Have you ever heard the term, Katie, subtle as an anvil?
Yes, I have heard that.
Right. That means a big, big, heavy, heavy, heavy thing. Anvils are the things that you use to do metalwork. You bang stuff on them and they're so strong because they are made of iron. So we thought it would be fun today to hear the Anvil Chorus from Il Trovatore by Giuseppe Verdi. Was the Anvil Chorus by Giuseppe Verdi from the opera Il Trovatore on Kids Commute. Now, goodness gracious, chemistry teacher Katie, What is the most common element in our universe? Please answer our Quizlet.
It's hydrogen.
Hydrogen. What can you tell us more about hydrogen?
So hydrogen is tiny. It only has one proton in most of the nuclei and one electron zipping around it. So it is this teeny, teeny, tiny atom. It's the most common because it's found in stars. So when we think about the most common, we're talking about the whole universe.
The whole universe. That's a neat thing to contemplate.
It is.
Now, Katie, you spend a lot of time thinking about these elements. Do you have a favorite?
I do, though it's kind of for a funny reason. So potassium and tungsten would be two of my favorites, and that would be because their symbols make up my initials. So potassium symbol is K, and tungsten symbol is W, which is also kind of weird because potassium doesn't have a K in it. But it's because the symbol came after its Latin name instead of the English one.
So that means mine would be potassium boron tungsten.
Yes.
Yes! I'm giving myself a prize pack. Okay, kids commuters, that is it for this week's Kids Commute. Many, many thanks to Katie Wibby for being here and sharing her expertise. Thank you, Katie.
Oh, it's been so much fun to be here this week. Thanks, Kate.
That Katie Wibby. She is so fantastic. Many, many thanks to Katie. By the way, please visit kidscommute.org. Take a look at the post for this week for Elements Week. We have the periodic table there for you to peruse and a great picture of the fabulous Katie Wibby, who is not only a terrific chemistry teacher, but also a fashion plate. She always wears amazing chemistry tights and earrings, and you can find a picture of Katie in her fabulous chemistry tights at kidscommute.org. Now, again, tough Quizlet. Good job, everybody. I mean, you're working with a top-of-the-line chemistry teacher there, so good job, everybody, for working on this Quizlet this week. Congrats to Emily in Washington Island, Wisconsin, Christine in Big Rapids. Welcome to Kids Commute, your very first correct Quizlet answer. Ames and Copeland in Harbor Springs, congrats to Dorothy and Parker in Memphis, Tennessee. Hazel in Rapid City, Tanner in Traverse City, and Finn in Traverse City. Managed to catch that right at the end. I did say Rapid City for Hazel, didn't I? Hope so. And also, I want to give a little extra credit here to Kelton, because Kelton wrote and let us know that hydrogen is the most common element in the universe, but oxygen is the most common element on our planet. So extra bonus point for Kelton. Again, that was a tough Quizlet this week. Next week's Quizlet is a pop culture related Quizlet, so you won't have to consult any scientific tables to figure it out. Next week on Kids Commute, we are going to learn about the fabulously, wonderfully talented Kane Mason family, a whole bunch of talented musical kids who all play music together. That is next week on Kids Commute. Great job, everybody! Support for Kids Commute is provided by you and Go-Go Squeeze, who make on-the-go snacking nutritious and delicious with more than 30 flavors of squeezable applesauce, yogurt, and smoothie pouches. Each pouch is crafted with high-quality ingredients from nature. More information at gogosqueeze.com. That's it for Elements Week on Kids Commute. Again, super big thanks to chemistry teacher Katie Wibby. Next week, again, we meet the Kane Masons. Amanda Sewell is our music director. Tony Biro is our producer. Production help came from Joseph Levesque. I'm Kate Botello. Happy weekend. Happy Friday. We'll see you next week. Yeah!